they took your idea, they threw it in their mouth and their brain, and they like scrambled it around, vomited it up, and gave it back to you as a different idea. And you're like, no, I wanted you to tell me it was a good idea. They're idea thieving. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. Woo! Celebration, throwing a party. But guess what? That party is very wildly interrupted by rage.
Dun, dun, dun.
Today, we're going to be doing another episode of What Grinds My Gears? It's going to be great. I'm so excited because I've been saving up some really great ones that have really ground my gears, grinded my gears. Upset me. And joining me today, of course, is the lovely, the wonderful Cosmo from the Cosmo Network.
How you doing, Dar?
You know, I'm angry. I'm very angry today. I like, even when you came in today, I was like, save the rage for the episode.
Oh man.
Because I just want it to be explosive.
No, I love this. It's been a while.
Has it been a while?
The Grandma Gears?
Oh, it has. Yeah, it has. Yeah, you're so right.
Yeah.
I lose track of time sometimes.
Me too. Trust me, I know.
it just bye.
See you later.
I mean, that's something that I really actually like about people is when you spend time with them and you kind of lose track of it. Yeah. To me, it feels like you're having a good time. But when it comes to like remembering episodes, I do have to like get on myself being like, hey, fam, it's been a while since you've done that thing. Yeah. When are you going to do that thing again?
I know. I have the same problem too. I'm like, yeah, I really want to do that thing. And I forget about it. I'm like, how long ago was it? I was like, damn, it was almost a year ago?
Yeah.
Oops.
I've definitely done that. Don't out me in the comments section, but out me in the comments section. There's a couple of times with YouTube videos where I just get like, tra-la-la, and I forget. But I could not forget my raw, unraged, unleashed emotions unleashed. Of anger.
Yes.
Unraged. That's the opposite of this episode, unraged.
Delulu unleashed.
Yes. Unleashed. So I'm excited today to turn this, instead of a happy, safe space, into a dangerous space. If you are easily triggered, this might be the best episode for you, or it could be the worst. No, but seriously, there's not a lot of sensitive topics. These are just things that like piss me off. So shall we get into them?
Let's do it.
All right. The first thing that pissed me off in the last like month and a half since I've seen you is when you set up like you're going to go drive to someone's place, right? Or you're going to like go meet them at like a coffee shop or like a restaurant and they have the address, right? Mm-hmm. So what they do is you're like, hey friend, what's the address? And they text you back the address or like a Yahoo link, and then they add like 8 different emojis at the end of it, so you can't just copy and paste it and put it into your direction app, and you're struggling because they decided to draw you a collection of pictures of emojis.
Yeah, that's annoying, especially with numbers. Like, it's like, hey, what's your number? And they're like, oh, and they do like a hashtag, and they do the whole like abbreviation, the parentheses or whatever the heck that is, and all that stuff like that, and then like a thumbs up. I'm like, okay, I'm going to copy that. I'm going to put that in my phone book. But I have to delete this, blah, 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 blah. It just adds so much work. Yeah.
It adds so much work. Like, you obviously have not been the receiver of an address before where somebody draws a freaking picture or like Mozart art of emojis happening afterwards. When it's like, no, I just want to be able to copy and paste it, put it into my like Apple Maps or my Waze and be on my way.
Mm-hmm.
But no, that pisses me off.
That's horrible.
So much.
It's the worst.
So much.
So bad. So bad.
It's bad. Like, yeah.
It's just
don't
like,
do that.
Do you not understand? It's almost like the same concept of like, it's a common sense thing. It's like, I need the address. Mm-hmm. And you have a phone too. Mm-hmm. So you know what happens when you plug in something, you can hit it and then it opens up your maps. You're like, yes, open in maps and done. So I'm just like, it's kind of like, you know, leave a message after the beep. Duh.
Yeah, like it just, you would think that at this point with technology being around as long as it has, that people will have asked other people for the address. Right. And then maybe they have done that thing to them where now all of a sudden they're like, oh, that's really inconvenient that they wrote, here's my address, and then put the address in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like a clickable link or like an export to the directions you're trying to go to. You think that they would have that moment of like, oh, this is annoying. I should not do this, but no, it's like the same 6 people. And I've told them. I've told them so many. I'm like, please. Like, I even show them. Yeah. I even do it where I'm like, this is the address to the canoe. And I'll do like the little, what's it? It's not a semicolon, but it's where the two dots are. So it's like presenting.
Yeah.
Is it a semicolon?
I think so.
I don't know what it's called. You know what I'm talking about, where it's like two dots. Yeah. And then I send that message so they know.
Yeah.
They know the address is coming. Mm. And then I send them a separate message of just the address. It's
so
frustrating. Stupid. But that's the one thing that like keeps grinding my gears, that keeps weirdly happening to me. Maybe now that I've made this episode, all of you who do this to me can stop doing it to me.
This is the best way of like telling people this is what you're doing. It's annoying. But right? I'm going to tell you straight to your face, you're going to watch the episode.
I'm going
to
make you watch my podcast so you can learn.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. That was just. Oh.
It was good. It's good.
I feel better. I vented.
Woosa.
Oh, yes.
Woosa.
Yes. Feeling good. What about you? What's been really like making you mad?
Okay. It's the packaging of hamburger meat and hot dog meat against the packaging of the buns. So annoying. I'll get like a pack of like, it'll be like 12 hot dogs. Great. Give me 10 buns. 10 buns.
What are you going to do?
Right?
What are you going to do with the extra one?
Right? And then when you buy like the frozen the hamburger ones, right? They give you like 32 like that. Is there a 32 like hamburger bun package? No. They do like half of that number. Then you got to buy another one. And before you know it, you got leftover freaking bread. Or you buy extra bread. It's going to sit there and mold. And you're like, oh, I can make sandwiches. It's just a pain in the butt. Pain in the butt. And it drives me insane. Like nobody to this day has ever made like a combo package.
Equal amount.
Yes. Equal amount. Give me 10 hot dogs. I want 10 buns. That's it.
I heard that that's like a scam or a scheme.
It is a scheme.
Like they do it on purpose to piss us off.
But it's annoying.
Yeah.
I've been on this earth for a while. I'm like, can you just not do that anymore? Well, we get it. Marketing. I understand.
We're all aware.
Yes.
We caught on to you. You've been caught. You're going to jail, bun company.
That's like
hot dog company.
That's like buying a costume.
Yeah.
And you only get like, there's only so much of that costume, but you got to buy the other piece. So it's just like annoying money waster.
I do fall for that dupe though. The like buying of the Halloween costume and it's like the models wearing like the crown and the dress and the heels and the thigh highs. And it only comes with a dress.
It's so
I fall separate. For that dupe all the time. I don't particularly fall for the bun hamburger dupe though, because I'm not much of a griller, but I understand exactly like the ratio, the bun to meat ratio when it is wrong. It's like no one goes to a grill out, a cookout, if that's what you call it, and just wants to eat the bread.
Exactly.
No one does that.
Nope.
And you don't really like, well, I find ways to burn the bread. But like, you know, if you're somebody who's grilling, it's very rare that you burn the bread because a lot of times you don't like grill it.
No.
I could understand giving an extra dog in case you mess up.
Yeah. Just
that'd
like,
be cool.
That's just like extra bread that I could probably, if I got lunch meat, you know, but then if I get lunch meat for those two other pieces of bread, I have all this lunch
extra meat.
And then I gotta buy another loaf of bread just for the rest of the lunch meat. And then it's a never ending.
The bread to meat ratio never ends.
It always pisses me off. That and like nachos when you get like something with a dip at a restaurant and they give you like this little much of the dip.
The tiny little.
They give you all these chips or they give you a lot of dip and that much chips. And you're like, can I get some more chips? I'm like, ugh.
I hate that too. I really do. Yeah. That's why I like. Even on DoorDash now, they've come up with an option where you can request extra sauce, but they charge you for it. When it's like the portion size of the sauce you give is already criminal enough. Like you said, the cheese, I mean, at least when you go see a movie, they give you like the tray now. Yeah. Like there's like a nacho tray and there's a little bit more depth to that thing. But like the to-go little plastic ramekin containers, you fit like nothing in them.
Nope.
Like hardly any salsa, hardly any cheese.
Yep.
It's a crime.
Yep.
It's a crime.
It's a bad crime. It's a horrible crime.
We should band together to stop the irrational ratios of condiments and bun to bread ratios.
Yes, equal amounts.
Equal amounts. I will run for president. I dare Taylor. Oh my gosh. I forgot to introduce myself. I dare Taylor. My campaign will be bun to meat ratios and proper address sending.
Oh my God. If you ran for president, can I run for Brad? No, yes, vice president.
There you go.
Yeah.
We got this.
That'd be dope.
The president of the Delulu committee. I mean, we can already make ourselves presidents of that.
That's true, huh?
Presidents. President. Is that the plural for presidents?
Presidents.
I think so.
Presidents.
Presidente.
Presidente. Ooh.
In Spanish. I'm just kidding. yeah, I think we're already the president of Delulu Canoe. It's just you and me, though.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we don't really have much authority, but it's something.
I'm starting to become an emperor of the Cosmo Network.
Oh, I love that.
Well, like emperors, there's a few good emperors in a line. There's a few good. There's so many tyrants. I don't want to be a tyrant. So
yeah. I like emperor though. That's very fitting.
Yeah.
Man, why did I pick president? That's so boring. Huh? It's so like white of me. I just wanted to be president, you know.
No, it's very safe and humble. Yeah. I think emperor. There's a lot of when you have a lot of chiefs. The problem, like kingdoms back then, was just like you have the king and the queen, and you have your delegates, the people around you. They're just like, well, I don't think we should do this. I don't think we should do this. Blah 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 blah. So what say you? We vote this. Okay, now king. Now you know, make it so. Make it so. I'm like, well, what's the point of a king if you have all these people around you making these stupid decisions? I mean, I just don't understand that.
Isn't that kind of like the president, though, essentially? Because you have to go through, like, Congress and all these other things?
Yeah, I'm just like...
That I know nothing about?
It's like, you know, might as well just give it to a computer.
Yeah. AI. Just kidding. No AI here.
No. Oh, my God.
So, I have another really weird niche, grind my gears. Co-president. Co-emperor. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll come up with titles later. Maybe in the comment section, tell us what our title should be in reign of Delulu Canoe. But this is probably so niche. This is probably just me. So YouTube, if you're watching us on YouTube, hi, thank you for watching us. YouTube has this thing where you can pay for premium. And what happens is you pay your money dollars and you get no ads, which in theory sounds like a great thing. Sounds like a great tool for people like me who constantly, like, I watch YouTube more than Netflix, more than HBO, more than any other app. I'm on YouTube. But I found out that if you pay for YouTube Premium and you watch a bunch of people's videos, they don't get the monetization from that viewership.
Oh.
At least last time I looked it up. It could be different now, but when I looked this up a couple years ago, if I pay for YouTube Premium and I go watch a bunch of episodes on the Cosmo Show or on the Cosmo Network, the Cosmo Show, you wouldn't get the money dollars or like the 5 cents of my viewership. Isn't that wild? Because I paid for premium. And it grinds my gears because I'm like, how is that fair? Like, you're basically taking money from the pockets of the creators.
Oh my God, I feel so horrible right now. Because I'm just like you. I watch a lot of YouTube. I watch a lot of people I'm subscribed to. And
you've got premium.
And I've got premium for
it. No. See,
well, I used to be on my own regular one, right? Every time when you're live, when you're doing, like, you know, Darewares and you're live and whatnot, I was like, yeah, let me get on to the Cosmo. But, like, in the beginning, I was like, ooh, let me get on to the Cosmo Show back then. Just as like, hey, it's the Cosmo Show. So there's people on the message boards. I'm like, hey, check it out.
Yeah. In the chat, they can see your little bubble. Yeah, and then people can,
click the link. But I was like, I don't like commercials.
I mean, I don't know a single person that would ever be like, I like commercials.
Right. And so if I'm watching something that's like over 2 minutes or over like an hour or something like that, like, I don't want those interruptions.
Yeah. No, me either. Oh, but I grind through it because I want the creator to get the money from my view.
I know. And now it makes me feel bad. I not know that.
See, I should have looked this up before I even like spouted it on here because it could be different now. Mm-hmm. But like, that's something that's always bothered me, that like YouTube basically created a way that the creator didn't get the viewership and YouTube made a pile of money off it because it's not cheap. Isn't it more than like $10 a month?
I think so.
You know what? I'm going to look it up while we're sitting here. Distract them.
That's ridiculous, because if somebody wants to pay for premium, right, just because they don't want the ads, but they want to watch other people's shows just because they don't want to get interrupted, and you're not Oh my God. Cause like the watch time, when you look at your analytics, at YouTube studio, you look at the watch time, you see where people cut off, you know, like where they stop watching or how long do they watch for. And I would like to think that if you were watching an episode of the Cosmo show and a commercial comes in, that kind of just interrupts everything, the flow.
Mm-hmm.
So you want premium so you can watch it all the way through.
But on that note, I have a side annoyance with this one as well.
Okay.
If you place those ad rolls just perfectly, ooh, do these YouTubers got me like by the throat, because like they'll play some where it's like, so anyways, now we're about to pivot to the main topic of the episode. Ad plays. I hope YouTube puts an ad right there, because that would be glorious. YouTube, you should do that. But like sometimes the ads really get me. Mm. And like I the anticipation, the drama of it, like I love it.
It's a good cliffhanger.
It's a good cliffhanger.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did do some research though. YouTube Premium costs $13.99 per month for an individual plan, but $22.99, weird numbers, per month for the family plan.
Family plan.
But let me look up YouTube Premium. Do the YouTubers get paid? Okay. AI has an answer, but I don't know that I trust it.
Mm-mm.
Let me see. Make sure to come. Okay. This is what support says on YouTube. I don't know that I believe in this, but it says, to make sure they're compensated for their work, we share ad revenue with them when you watch ads on YouTube. If you're a YouTube Premium member, you won't see ads, so we share your monthly membership fee with creators. Best of all, the more videos you watch from your favorite creator, the more money they make. Now, I don't believe this, because how are they delegating that? Because I, as an individual watcher of YouTube, watch multitudes of content. So you mean to tell me the $13.99 that I give to YouTube, they like cut that up, and then depending on which creators I watch that month, they give them a slice of the 13?
It's gotta be like a cent. Like a penny for each.
There's no way. There's no way that they track all that.
No.
I don't believe it.
We gotta find somebody.
We gotta find somebody who knows this.
That works at YouTube. Isn't YouTube around here in LA somewhere? The main office, or is it in Orange County?
They have a recording location, but yeah. I don't know if it's like an office. Like, I don't think we could go in there and be like, we have questions. I think they'd be like, do you want to rent the studio? Do you want to film here? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't think they would know.
That would be a great field trip episode. Cosmo and Dare run to YouTube corporate.
We have questions.
We have questions.
But yeah, that's, I guess my upsetness with it's a little less, because at least they're giving some of the money back to the creators, but I don't believe it. Do you believe it?
I don't know. I mean, if you think about it, $13.99, whatever the heck it is, and you give it like a cent, like a day, on a day average, I probably watch, God knows how many of my favorite reactors, my favorite web series and stuff like that, and favorite actual shows, and God, that's a lot.
Yeah. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Today alone, I've watched 13 YouTube videos.
Wow.
I have a problem.
Wow.
But some of them are like an hour long, because I've fallen down the podcast rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching a podcast called Distractable. It's really great.
Distractable.
But don't watch their shows instead of ours. Watch ours. Stay here. But go watch it if you're caught up on Delulu. Anyways,
wow.
Plugging other people's stuff. Oh, wait, what other things make you Delulu? What other gears have been grinded?
When it comes to texting.
There's
two things when it comes to texting. It's one is the people that are really fast, like texting. And I'm like slow. And I don't like to text while I'm walking unless I'm sitting down. I don't have to pay attention to anything. Because, you know, usually I'm walking or whatever. I was just like, all right, if I'm in a situation where I can read a text, fine. Or if I can text. But with people that text really fast, when you're like, yes, okay. And it's like, okay, hold on. Give me time to read. Can I just hold on.
Keeps rolling in.
I was like, all right, if you're going to text a novel.
Yep.
Call me.
Ooh.
What's wrong? Or a voice chat. Like those little voice things you recorded. I did one today because I was like, I was trying to get a hold of somebody and they didn't pick up. I was like, all right, let me go back into texting and I'm just going to record the message and send it to them. I guess it's easier that way, but I'm just like, that just drives me insane. Like, I'm trying to call you because I obviously have a lot to say and I have a lot to say. And there's like, my thumbs are too big for my little mouse pad.
You're like,
yes.
Damn it. Yeah.
Before you even get like five words out, it's already like a freaking novel. I'm like, oh my God.
I agree on this one. I do agree that like when, if you're going to send a novel, well, I'm not one for calling. If you ever try to call me, I will always ignore your call. I don't know what part of my brain hates phone calls. I don't know what trauma happened to me that I think every phone call is bad, but I will not answer them. But if you are going to send a book, this is why I love emojis though. Like, despite my last complaint that emojis were annoying, use an emoji as a bullet point.
Right. But even sometimes when I'm like, if somebody like sends me like a long ass thing, I'm like, I'm gonna send them this. Mm-hmm. This is the emoji I said. I'm like, all right, cool. I got it. I can't read you. I don't understand what that means. I'm like, that means good. Awesome. Sweet.
Woo!
Thank you.
Yeah. Those are positive emojis.
Yes. Think of me when we're in public meeting. You've been around me. You know, I'm like, all right, cool.
Think of me. Think of Cosmo this fondly.
Send this emoji.
Yeah. I kind of get though, like why sometimes emojis can be like passive aggressive. I would like to thank Facebook for that because they're a little like, they're like reactions to when people write things are like very passive aggressive because there's like the wow. And then there's like the, oh, the shocked. Or there's like the good, because it's very, don't ask why I made that sound. I did a thumbs up, by the way, for those of you that are listening.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening, by the way.
Yes.
I forget sometimes that people just decide to listen to us, which is cool.
I used to say that there's a, you know, like you have that lines like, please watch, like, subscribe, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I was like, check us out on podcast. If you're on the go and you don't feel like watching and you're driving somewhere really boring, go to Spotify. But
yeah,
you know, it depends what it is. Like, I don't think, I would watch both.
Yeah.
I would love to watch, see you and your guests, but I also love to listen too. So I don't think for my show is more of a visual because my producer puts all that effort into this stuff.
And yeah.
Like, that would suck if we have more viewers on Spotify.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
I don't lean either which way. Like, I think it's cool that people do decide to just listen, especially like it's very fascinating to just see a podcast in the context of like no visual.
Yeah.
But I have gotten some complaints that our audio apparently is very quiet. So rest assured, your complaints are being dealt with, fixed, adjusted. We're trying. We're new.
I've turned it up just a bit. So like, I could be this far from it.
Yeah.
And where your mic is right now, I have you just perfect.
Cool.
So you can like talk. I mean, I tried to do that, but some people have been like really quiet.
Yeah.
On the show, and they're like, yeah, so I was like,
I just really want to talk like this.
Like this. And I'm like, really I got to turn you all the way up. And then when you get into a situation where it's like a funny topic, and I got to like, oh my God, because my ears are going crazy because I got the headphones on. So
there was a guest that didn't know that you're like back there pushing buttons. Did I tell you about this?
This is JP?
Yes, it was JP. Oh my God. For those of you that haven't seen that episode, please go watch it because JP legit thought that Cosmo just sat back there and just wasn't talking. And I was like,
oh my God.
This is why it's called a producing role, because you're producing, you're pressing the buttons to make the video come together to make a thing. I've totally forgot you were there. It was so funny. Go watch that episode, please.
It's fun. It's so funny. I love watching Adam when he's behind here doing his thing. I'm like,
oh, when he button slams. Everybody can audibly hear him hitting the button.
And then we're like, I might.
Oh man,
I love Adam so much, but especially when it's like the camera's already on him, and he's already like looking at the camera.
I know, right? He gets himself ready and then hits the button dramatically.
I love it. I love it.
Cracks me up.
There's a skill where you're just like, I'm talking, but my fingers are doing all the work. It's like singing and playing at the same time. So it's
Yeah. You're like, you don't even think about it because like you're so used to doing it. But like, I kind of get why some people get nervous about learning how to do what you do.
It's nervous.
I did it for one episode. Mm-hmm. And I think the whole second half of the episode, it was between Chrissy, Chompy and I. And we just did like a Whammon's conspiracy theory. That's probably already out as well. So go watch that. It was hard. Like I apologized multiple times at the end of the video being like, I'm sorry if your neck is broken, everyone, because the whiplash was just so much. Like you are really great at predicting when people are going to talk. So
I got these monitors back here that just helps me with that.
Yeah.
So like for people in TV land or like out there watching on YouTube, the screen gives me like options. I have the main screen and then I have the other screen. And then I have the three screens of the guests, me and Dare and everybody else.
Yeah.
So the program, which you're watching right now, is one screen. I don't pay attention to that one. I pay attention to the other ones. Because when I'm looking at you, you're talking, like right now you're talking, whatnot, and I look at the other guests, I'm like, oh, looks like you're about to. Okay, cool. Then I'll switch that.
You can see the happening.
Yeah. And sometimes I'll give it a time to linger on your reaction while the other person's talking and then cut to them talking.
Which totally makes sense.
It's a lot of 90s watching. Every time you watch those behind the scenes of like how news is being made, you know, it's like, cue the camera one. Go to camera two.
Yep.
All right, cue Blakey. All right, cool, blah, 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 blah. All right, pull camera back. You know, I love that kind of stuff, so.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You've found a job out of your love for watching people make a news. Make a news? Make news. Do the news.
It's awesome. It's something I really want to do for the Cosmos show is multiple cameras, but that is a pain in the butt without this board that you have here, so.
Yeah.
We'll get to that soon, eventually.
We'll upgrade. Yeah. We got time. We're not in a big hurry.
Yeah.
But now that we've derailed, this is the episode of Derailing, and I'm here for it.
Derailing gears.
Derailing gears. Okay, so I have another one that you probably relate to, especially now that you are running your own show, you have a job happening, and then you're also trying to juggle working your other job, because now you have three jobs. You're busy. You know, you're juggling a lot of things. I can't stand when people say the quote, like, oh, but you're so busy, or oh, but you're always going places, things like that, because if you just planned things accordingly or in advance, I could be busy for you.
Exactly.
Like, I don't like when people use as an excuse where it's like, oh, well, like, I was going to put you in my movie or in my music video, but you're so busy. Mm-hmm. Plan it in advance.
Right.
If you plan things in advance, I could be busy on your project or on your thing. And it bothers me because it's like people use that as an excuse to not book someone or to not work with them. And it's like, no, you want to work with the people who are busy because you know they have great scheduling.
Mm-hmm.
Like they piece together their schedule like it's a puzzle. You know, they're that good at it that they're going to show up on time and be on your project. But also, like, it's just a testament to like, that person is doing so well that people want them in things. Mm-hmm. You obviously do too.
Mm-hmm.
So plan it.
Yeah.
Plan it. The thing.
But it's also it works in so many different levels.
Mm, okay.
Because like, yes, I'm really busy, but just because I'm busy doesn't mean you can't talk to me and we can plan things like you said.
Yeah.
But it's also like, if you want someone to be a part of the project and you know, they're so busy, that even if you schedule one day out of the month or out of the week, it wouldn't be enough because you need more days. Like if I want to give somebody a show, I'm like, yeah, I think you're great on the show, blah, 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 blah. But do you have the time and the patience for this? Cause it's a hell of a thing to put all this shit together and all that kind of stuff together.
Good catch.
Thank you. So it's like, you know, people are so busy that you just can't.
Hmm. Okay.
Like you don't want to offer it to them because you know it's like, damn, they're so busy. I don't want to be an asshole and be like, oh, I've asked everybody else and blah 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 blah. But the one person, I don't know, it doesn't really make sense in my head anymore.
but it's okay.
But also, I've used it as an excuse. I'm like, I'm very busy. It's like I know when my times are coming around where I'm like, in March or in May. Yeah. I've got time.
You got a window.
Yeah. But right now, in between, I am booking things that are a top priority because they're like, they're important or it's not going to last. The person's in town.
Yep.
Or I have this window of opportunity to go in there and like interview.
Yep.
So I would push those to the top.
For sure.
Because like it just it's
makes sense.
It makes sense. Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, it worked. So many levels of that being busy.
Mm-hmm.
And making the time for things. It's just, it's really hard. It's really hard. It's difficult.
It is. I feel like people use it as like a cop out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And like, I guess from your perspective, I kind of understand why you would use that as like a, oh, hey, like I'm really busy with these other things. I don't have time to squeeze you in at this moment. But then like, if you really want them and you like want them on your thing or, you know, like mm-hmm. if you're trying to book them, then you just go, so what does this month look like for you? Cause I am notorious for booking people like a month out mm-hmm. because that gives me the time. It gives me the deadline of like, okay, that gives me a whole month to tie up all these loose ends, fire excluded. Cause that really, the fire really ruined my January and many other people's Januaries.
Same here.
Cause like I had so many things that I was going to get done in January, like tied up the loose ends so mm-hmm. I could do more projects, AKA be on your show. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, things happen, life happens. So I'm still trying to like put together all the pieces of my schedule, but now I'm giving myself February to tie up all the loose ends. Mm-hmm. So that way, January, February, March, March, I could be available. March, April, I could be available.
The fires mess up my February so much.
Messed up your February.
It messed up my February. Like, things that I had planned to do that I should have filmed in January,
mm-hmm.
they'll be ready for February.
Mm-hmm.
It got just sidetracked because of the fires and all the delays.
Yeah.
So, like, two of my things I were looking for, two major, I think they would have been the best topics for the Cosmos show. One was like, oh, we're bringing back in the cosplayer color.
Mm-hmm,
it was
mm-hmm.
supposed to be, it'll be great for Black History Month.
Yeah.
And then the sexual harassment, cosplay is not consent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I would have had those filmed in January and then.
Fires, you know, yeah.
But, So now I'm like, I can't, so my February is screwed. My February is screwed. And then March is looking okay.
Hmm.
Looking great. But February is kind of screwed.
When is Black History Month? Is that February?
February.
Okay. Hmm. Dang. I mean, you could still do, you could swap it for something else.
I could swap it. Yeah. It's just like, I remember the first year. It
sucks that would have been like perfect.
Right.
Yeah.
And the first year I messed up on all these great opportunities. First year doing the Cosmos show. I'm like, oh, Black History Month. I could do this. I'm like, oh, Pride Month. I could do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I just missed it because of scheduling.
Mm.
And then now I'm like, all right, going on our second year in March. I know exactly my pros and cons and what to look out for. I learned from my mistakes, but I'm like, damn, natural disaster happened.
Yeah. And unfortunately with that, it always will happen. There'll always be something in life where kind of like rattles you, affects you in some sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I highly recommend just like, you know, sure, you're not going to have the panel or the what was it called? Help me out here.
Cosplay of Color?
Yes, Cosplay of Color. I was trying to remember the title of it, and then so you could still do the Cosplay of Color panel just like a month later. And like, yeah, sure, it won't fit with the like Black History Month thing, but I still think it's important to do anyways.
Yeah, no, it is. It 100% is.
Yeah.
And like, because of the fires, I'm like, my backlog is screwed.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Yes. So right now, at this time, when this episode comes out, I hopefully would be on track, but I should have had at least 5 episodes in the bag, just ready to be edited and like put out. Now I'm like, I have one left now that I'm like, man, if I could squeeze somebody in before Thursday, which is the episode of the Cosmos show.
If not, this week?
Yeah.
What am I doing Thursday? Oh, I can't. Yeah, I'm going on a trip. I'm sorry.
No. But I'm just like, now I'm hustling. Now I'm like, all right, who's available right now? Who are the people that wanted to that I said was too busy? That are like, and like, they're all busy right now. And I'm just like, damn.
That's why, like, again, here we are tangenting. That's why I have like a notebook for the show. Like, I keep a list of like all the people that I want to, you know, like I'm a big, but for me personally, I love notebooks. I love writing things down because it cements it in my mind. And then I usually don't forget. But then that way I have something that's only for the show, except for the few times I wrote other things in here, like this lovely drawing scribble. I drew a mushroom and a mushroom Pokeball.
Nice.
That has nothing to do with the show, but you know, but I try to keep it primarily to our show.
You're a great artist.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Eventually we'll have stickers. Eventually. Don't get excited. We're not even close to ready for that, but I have the machine now to make stickers. So
hey, nice.
We're getting there. It'll be part of our Patreon rewards. Also,
Patreon.
This episode is all over the place, but I love it.
Hey,
I love it.
Stuff that grants our gears.
Truly. Yeah, be sure to check out our Patreon. It's the sponsor for this podcast.
Yeah.
Woo. It's Delulu Canoe Pod on Patreon. By the way, that's the name of it. You can look us up via Patreon. It will populate. Good luck spelling Delulu. You can do it. I believe in you. Tra-la-la. Oh, that was my grind my gears. Do you have another one?
No.
You don't got one?
Not really, but do you?
I think I got one that you will get on the bandwagon with. Sweet. So,
All right. Lay it on me.
I was thinking of you last night when I was making notes because I was like, what would Cosmo like really agree with me on? And I think you might.
Okay.
When you have an idea or like this thing that you've like thought out and you've got like the inspiration and you like tell it to someone and then they internalize it and then spit out their version of your idea and it's totally not what you had said, but instead of them being like, that's a great idea, they took your idea, they threw it in their mouth and their brain and they like scrambled it around, vomited it up and gave it back to you as a different idea. And you're like, no, I wanted you to tell me it was a good idea. They're idea thieving.
All the damn time.
It's idea vomiting.
It's like when you want to vent. It's like, I don't want your opinion. Just listen. I just want somebody to listen. Just real quick so I can get it out. But
and like maybe we need to start our like idea because like we've had this happen before where like we'll have an idea. I'm trying to think like there was somebody we pitched an idea to. Oh, no. Yeah, there was somebody we pitched an idea to. We were talking about a possible show with me and someone else, not the person that you're thinking of. It was a different person. And we had pitched an idea. And then that person was like, well, what if instead of it being this kind of show, it went this kind of way? And I was like, but
that's what happened. I mean, it happens to me a lot. And I just keep my mouth shut now. I've learned my lesson. So when somebody has an idea of something like that, I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. Now, like, I pitch him and I'm like, you have an idea. Cool. Can you shoot it? Can you edit it? Yep. You need a place for it to live. But before, I'm like, if I have an idea now, I'm just like, I'm not going to. If it's original, something for myself, I'm like, I'm just going to go ahead and do it. And then let everybody else just like look at it. It's like, oh, man. Because like people like to do that. They put their own thoughts. Which just, it's great. Sometimes I can think of things that you would normally not think of. But. Yeah. When they take the building, the infrastructure, and then they add more crap to it before you know it, it's like, what is it? It wasn't the thing that I originally came up with, so I hate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I agree with you, like, when you pause and said, like, sometimes it's cool when people, like, give you a little bit extra, you know, for the building. When they're like, oh, but what if the roof was shaped like this? Or, like, what if the idea was this way? Like, sometimes it is very helpful. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes it's like, oh, I never thought about it that way. But I would argue that 99.9% of the time, when I open my gob, as some people say, to just yap away about an idea, it's because I've thought it all the way through. Yeah. And I'm excited when you see the excitement, the eyes widening, the mouth opening. Mm-hmm. Like, when you see that, it's like, You have to know instinctively that, like, I'm sharing the idea with you because it's almost completed and I like it. Mm-hmm. Not that I want you to consume it in your brain and then word vomit it back at me in a different way that it's not the idea I presented.
You know, I just had this a couple nights ago, my last karaoke shift at Scum. I was trying to come up with an idea of a prize. And I was like, and it was like only four options. Okay. That's like only four options. Because like my producer was like thinking about this one thing, and I'm like, all right, well, I'm thinking about this thing, and we added like two more things in between it. My friend gave me the opinion or the idea is like, just ask the person when you approach everybody, anybody. It's like, if you're playing this game and you're gonna win, and the trophy is this, let them tell you what they would want. I'm like, no, I want to keep it to the five things, and the one thing that I want is part of that five things. So I'm not gonna let you the person know. What it is that I want personally. So like, let's say I want a ring.
Yeah. Yep.
But then there's like a plaque, a trophy, and a medallion.
Sure.
And then the ring.
Okay.
These are your five options. What would you want out of all this? Just to show your progress, your award, like, yes, I won this thing. Mm-hmm. And like, those are the options. But my friend was telling me, he's like, what you should probably think about is ask him the question, but also ask it, leave it open-ended where they can like put their own thoughts to it. I'm like, as in giving me more options. I don't want options. The worst thing in the world is having too many damn options.
Yeah. I mean, the whole point of winning something is because you, so like when you do a competition, mm-hmm. whether it's like a medal or a trophy or like you said, a ring, you're competing to win. You know, you want to win the thing, but you usually don't give them eight other things to choose between because then it like takes away from the value of winning the thing. Like, even if it's just like a sad trophy, if it's just a little baby trophy, people in competition, some people like really love it. And they're like, I'm going to win that trophy. That thing's going to be mine. Blah. Like, they get all excited about it. Yeah. They get all amped up. So I think when you ask too many people of their opinions about things, it gets too lost in the weeds when it's like, the tangible item of the win is irrelevant. Yes. It's the win.
It's the win.
It's the beating other people.
Exactly.
It's the being smarter than other people.
And then also the opportunity.
I swear I'm not competitive.
Well, you know what? You make a great opponent. I'm telling you, because you actually really would kick ass against like anything. It'll be entertaining.
Oh, thank you.
Because I know it's like, oh, Tara's gonna win. It's gonna win.
Well, that's I have a weird side quest to talk about really fast. Anytime I play board games or any game at all, I always lose. And I don't know why, but like I think that's what makes me also a really great competitor in like real life competitions, like when I used to figure skate or when I did pageants, because in like board games or things that were like completely irrelevant, I would always lose notoriously. Doesn't matter like how hard I tried, who I played against. But for some reason in like real actual sports, I killed it because I think I just took that rage from losing Monopoly that many times and put it into my performance and into my pageantry. So
board games, that. I lose all the time in board games, except for checkers.
Really?
I have patience for checkers and chess.
I can't. I lose every time. Doesn't matter.
But if I know I'm going to lose, I lose gracefully. Just have fun with it, you know?
That's kind of like why I hate like when people are like, do like a couple's game night. I'm like, I'm going to lose. Okay. No one's going to want to be on my team. Like, I know this about me.
I try not to play games that I know I'm going to win really good.
Oh,
like,
really?
Really well. Like if it's Pictionary, charades or something like that, or like pantomiming or something like that, I'm good at that. So I'm like, my team will get that, whatever I'm trying to act out.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm animated enough. Too good for it, I guess. And so I'm like, I don't want to play. Or I will, or like, if I'm forced into playing it, then I'm like, I'm not going to do my best. It's just not fair for everybody else.
You like pity, like don't give it your all. And I'm like giving it my all full send. And I still would lose. Even like rock, paper, scissors.
Oh my God. I wish I can capture that right now.
I know. I was like, wait, can you? I don't know how we would do that simultaneously.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, come over here. We're experimenting. And then we'll wrap up the episode, I swear. Okay. Right.
Where's the camera?
Okay, you're cool. Like, yeah, okay, ready?
All right.
Okay, ready? Here we go. Three. Yeah, so wait, are we doing two, it on shoot?
Three, boom.
Shoot. Yeah, okay, yep, okay. I agree. Ready? Three, two, one, shoot.
Wow.
See? Oh,
one
my
time,
gosh.
One more time.
I already lost. Okay, best two out of three. Okay, ready?
Okay.
All right. Okay. One, two, three. Oh, no, we're all the same. Okay. See, I lost. I'm telling you, I've got the curse. Man. For those of you that watched for those of you that are listening, the first round I lost, but then we did best two out of three. The second round we tied. The third round we tied, and the fourth round Dare lost. Telling you. And did you put all your gusto into it?
Yeah.
Oh, you did. Okay, because I tried to. So
okay, I tried to just for your sake. So.
Oh, thanks.
No worries.
Well,
I'm like if she beats me, that'd be freaking hilarious. But I'm gonna try, damn it.
Could you imagine? Join us over on Patreon where we'll play more rock, paper, scissors. See how many times it takes for Dare to win.
That'd be awesome. Place your bets.
I'm teasing. Well, I have like 85 other grind my gears, but like we've been tangenting so much, we've already filled up the episode. So maybe we'll have to do another one sometime soon.
Definitely.
I'll save my list because I literally, you rolled up today and I was like, hey, how many you got? And you were like, three-ish, two to three. And I was like, cool, I've got 11. So.
Yeah, I mean, there was another one that grabbed my gear, but we did that on my episode. Well, so,
yeah.
So I was like, all right, I should come up with some more. So, yeah, wait.
We'll do another one.
Yeah.
Let us know in the comment section down below if you enjoy the Grind My Gears series because I feel much better afterwards. Do you feel better?
I feel relaxed.
Oh, yeah. Calm. Me too. I feel so much better. So
who are you in the canoe then? Are we?
Ooh.
I feel like we're both like the.
I must remind myself of our logo.
Or the relaxedness.
There's not really a relaxed character in the canoe.
Maybe the one that's the bear.
The bear? Yeah. You know, the onlooker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't feel like scared. I don't feel angry. I feel like, you know what? It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Feeling good about my choice. What about you?
I feel like the bear.
You feel like the bear? Yeah. Oh, that's the first time I think you've picked the bear.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, be sure to check out our Patreon to see the other free episodes we have up there. Currently, I think we have three, maybe more, maybe less. You can correct me in the comment section down below. Go check it out. I am fighting for us to have a couple more free episodes up there. So stay tuned. There'll be some more free ones. Or if you're not on the Patreon and you haven't joined us there, go join us. The lowest tier is $5. It's very inexpensive and it's a cool way to know when the episodes are coming out. It's a great way to hang out with the community a lot more. So join us over there and be sure to check out Cosmo from the Cosmo Network.
Woo!
Over on his YouTube channel, and you also have a Patreon as well.
Yeah, the Cosmo Network.
Is it
the
network?
I think we changed it all the way through. Yeah, Cosmo Network, Patreon.
Nice.
Yeah.
Go check it out to learn some more nerdy stuff, since they're an educational channel. I would say we're an educational channel.
I want to say we're educational, informative, and just a relaxed...
Just a good time.
A place... What do they call those things? Like a think tank. Like, not a think tank. Like a think tank, but just like a stress release valve.
Thought-provoking podcast.
Yes.
Yes, thought-provoking. On that note, subscribe, tell your friends, and stay to Lulu, because it's the Salulu, as this old man would say.
Yes, indubitably.
Indubitably. Thank you all so much. Go subscribe.